that we're all looking for ways to improve every single week. We all have room for improvement. And I think he's the exact same way as all those guys. But, I mean, I'm happy with the performance that he's had so far. Obviously, he's made a bunch of crucial kicks or critical kicks, and that's an important factor. But he's still got to improve. Can't have him miss extra points, all that stuff.
You know, Dave, maybe I, when I watch the warm-ups and I watch the, is Jake trying to kick the ball with a higher trajectory on extra point, not on the kickoffs, because I can see what you're doing there, but it looks like he's trying to get some height on it.
Yeah, I would say that the, like the lift on the ball may fluctuate a little bit, but I would say he, in general terms, in my opinion, he would have good lift. Not like super high lift, but good lift.
Right.
And it's not something that he's working on. Now, every time those guys strike the ball, they strike it just a little bit differently. If you hit it a little bit higher, it's going to go a little bit lower or have a little less lift. If you come underneath the ball a little bit more, it's going to have more lift. But it's not something I don't think that he's working on consciously or we're coaching consciously. I would say his natural strike on the ball is solid. He's got good lift. Having a little bit less lift can help you actually drive the ball through wind and rain and obviously put more distance on the ball. But at some point now you're getting it closer to the guy's hands.
You don't want to have lift on a 61-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah, so like if you watch that ball, I mean, he like consciously came up on the ball and drove it, you know, and it didn't have quite as much lift. But there's nothing going on like on a PAT that's different than a field goal for him other than an extreme situation like the 61.
You know, on the kickoffs, I don't know why anybody brings it out of the end zone anymore because you're going to get it on the 25. So I see that you obviously want him to, whatever you call it, kick it higher and shorter because, I mean, that's a conscious effort, right, to try to get him inside the 25.
So I would say, like, there's times where we do it, there's times where we don't. So there's times where we're asking him to kick it higher and shorter, and then there's times where we're asking him to try to drive the ball the best we can. Sometimes he's trying to drive the ball the best he can, and he gets underneath it a little bit, and then it doesn't quite go to a touchback, and it looks like he did it on purpose. And then there's sometimes where he's trying to drive it out of the back, and, you know, he does. But so I would say that, yeah, our general approach is we do a handful of different things. But, yeah, sometimes we'll try to hang it high and short. And what gets into all that decision, the opponent, the score of the game, who you're running down on kickoff, injuries, is Trey Burton playing a lot on offense and he's playing on special. You know, like there's a lot of factors that go into all that. And then we try to make the best decision we can, help our football team.
Some of the guys said they knock them in a
I rarely do. Make the best decision.
Some of the guys, like
I disagree.
And Chris Maragos, said they asked you for the opportunity to do more short kickoffs and play coverage. Was that a factor at all?
Yeah, I don't know if it went down exactly like that, but no, we had a conversation at one point about covering kicks and all that. And yeah, I think that is a factor. I mean, if you got a group of guys who want to go down there and cover it, I'd much rather watch them cover it than a group of guys who really don't want to go down there and cover it. And they definitely express their desire to want to cover the kicks. At the end of the day, my job is to make sure we put our football team in the best situation we can to win a game. I would love to appease them all the time, but unfortunately, that's not my job. So I'll always make the decision that I think is best for the football team to win games. We talk about that all the time in our room. It's not about any one side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams. The goal is to win. It's the ultimate goal for us. It's the most important goal every week. We talk about that in the meeting on Tuesday. The very first thing we talk about is did we win or not. So ultimately for us, and the way I see it for me, is my job is to make sure we put the team in the best position to win. So if I think it makes sense to do it and they want to do it, all the better. If it's not a good decision or I don't think it makes sense, then we won't. But
so you're not going to listen to Cordarrelle Patterson every turn?
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't listen if he's back there, but we're going to make the best interest in the teams.
How do you think Kenyon's fit in, obviously, coming back, and really the punt return aspect of it? Because
I've been happy with Kenyon. I think, I mean, goal number one for the guy who's back there, doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Darren or Kenyon, is to secure the football, make sure we give the ball back to the offense at the end of the play. Goal number two for us to get positive yards. He's done a pretty good job with that. I don't know exactly all the numbers. I think he's got a decent average. You know, somebody asked me when we lost Aaron, you know, how are you going to be, you know. Ultimately, for us, it's not about any one player on the field at any one time. It's about all 11 of them and how they play together. But I think he's done a great job. We're happy for him. You can never replace Darren Sproles. The guy's an unbelievable player, unbelievable person. But I'm definitely pleased with the unit and what they've done so far. We got to continue to improve and grow. But, yeah, Kenyon's done well.